Hello and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. We are doing a book study on this book written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today we are in Chapter 2, Section 1, Consciousness, The Way Out of Pain, Create No More Pain in the Present. My name is Barbara Wainwright and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Consciousness, the way out of pain. Create no more pain in the present. Here's a question from a student. Nobody's life is entirely free of pain and sorrow. Isn't it a question of learning to live with them rather than trying to avoid them? Eckhart says, the greater part of human pain is unnecessary. It is self-created as long as the unobserved mind runs your life. The pain that you create now is always some form of non-acceptance, some form of unconscious resistance to what is. On the level of thought, the resistance is some form of judgment. On the emotional level, it's some form of negativity. The intensity of the pain depends on the degree of resistance to the present moment. And this, in turn, depends on how strongly you are identified with your mind. The mind always seeks to deny the now and to escape from it. In other words, the more you are identified with your mind, the more you suffer. Or you may put it like this, the more you are able to honor and accept the now, the more you are free of pain, of suffering, and free of the egoic mind.
Why does the mind habitually deny or resist the now? Because it cannot function and remain in control without time, which is past and future. So it perceives the timeless now as threatening. Time and mind are in fact inseparable. Imagine the earth devoid of human life, inhabited only by plants and animals. Would it still have a past and a future? Could we still speak of time in any meaningful way? The question, what time is it? Or what's the date today? If anybody were there to ask it, would be quite meaningless. The oak tree or the eagle would be bemused by such a question. What time, they would ask? Well, of course it's now. The time is now. What else is there?
I love that. You know, it's so true. Animals don't care what time it is. Yes, we need the mind as well as time to function in this world. But there comes a point where they take over our lives. And this is where dysfunction, pain, and sorrow set in. The mind, to ensure that it remains in control, seeks continuously to cover up the present moment with past and future. And so, as the vitality and infinite creative potential of being, which is inseparable from the now, becomes covered up by time, your true nature becomes obscured by the mind. An increasingly heavy burden of time has been accumulating in the human mind. All individuals are suffering under this burden, but they also keep adding to it every moment whenever they ignore or deny that precious moment, or reduce it to a means of getting to some future moment, which only exists in the mind, never in actuality. The accumulation of time in the collective and individual human mind also holds a vast amount of residual pain from the past.
If you no longer want to create pain for yourself and others, if you no longer want to add to the residue of past pain that still lives on in you, then don't create any more time. Or at least no more than is necessary to deal with the practical aspects of your life. How to stop creating time? Realize deeply that the present moment is all you'll ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. Whereas before you dwelt in time and paid brief visits to the now, have your dwelling place in the now and pay brief visits to past and future when required to deal with practical aspects of your life situation. Always say yes to the present moment. What could be more futile, more insane, than to create inner resistance to something that already is? What could be more insane than to oppose life itself, which is now and always now? Surrender to what is. Say yes to life and see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you.
I love that. When we stay present and in the moment, which is our only point of power, that's when our creative juices can begin to flow. And like he says, life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you. The universe conspires on our behalf to create exactly what we need in every moment. But if we aren't connected to that creation in the now, in the moment, then what are we creating? We're creating from the subconscious mind, or we're creating out of the past, or we're creating out of fear of the future. And to me, that represents chaos. Instead of being conscious of what's occurring right now in our life, in this moment, and tapping into the infinite supply that is readily available to us now, in this moment. A student says, the present moment is sometimes unacceptable, unpleasant, or awful. And Eckhart responds, it is as it is. Observe how the mind labels it, and how this labeling process, this continuous sitting in judgment, creates pain and unhappiness. By watching the mechanics of the mind, you step out of its resistance patterns, and you can then allow the present moment to be. This will give you a taste of the state of inner freedom from external conditions, the state of true inner peace. Then see what happens and take action if necessary or possible. Accept, then act. Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. Always work with it, not against it. Make it your friend and ally, not your enemy. This will miraculously transform your whole life. I fully agree with that, in that when we are in acceptance of what is, and when we are consciously operating in life, we have choice. When we are focused on the past or focused on the future, we aren't in control of any of that, but we are in control of our thoughts and exactly what actions we plan to take right now. It's interesting that our egoic mind wants to stay in the past or stay in the future, and that makes our egoic mind feel in control, when the truth is the only control we have is right now.
Right. Because if you focus on anything else, you're either ruminating or worrying or just wasting time.
Yeah. This is a great section. Consciousness, the way out of pain. And that makes a lot of sense right now to me. Staying conscious, staying present in the moment, understanding that when we're conscious and present, we actually have choice. Whereas if we're ruminating or worrying, as you said, we're stuck.
Right.
I love it. Well, that's the end of this section. I'll say thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, consider joining our group, where we encourage each other on our spiritual journeys. Go to our website, lifecoachtrainingonline.com, and click on Coaching Services. Or give us a call at 800-711-4346.